Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, everybody, and thanks, Rachel, for that introduction. Today, we're going to dive back into Ephesians chapter 4, because this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, we're going to talk a lot about what happens when we come together. I mean, I think it was the Beatles, right? Where you could hear that song, "Come Together Right Now." You remember that song? Go ahead and sing it. Just get funky with it. Roll your windows down and scream it, this whole concept of come together. Paul is writing to the Ephesians, and in chapter 4, he starts off in verse 14. He says, "Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth." And then he drops this big word. He says, "Instead," meaning whatever those things are, "instead, we have the ability in Christ to rise above all that nonsense." And he says, "We will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of this body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together or come together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing," and I love how it ends, "and full of love." I don't know anybody that doesn't want their marriage to be full of love. I don't know any parent or any child that doesn't want to have a relationship that is full of love. I don't know any church that should exist without having a desire to be full in love. And so Paul is saying the reason why all these things happen, why we should mature and why we should grow, is so that we can come together in love, that we might be in love. Now, he puts a few things down here that can challenge us a little bit. Right out of the gate, he says, we're not going to be immature like children. We're not going to be tossed and blown about. And the picture that Paul is painting here is this, that there's come a time in your life where you've decided, growing up to become more like Christ, where we allow him to take over our soul, our mind, our body. He takes over all we are, starting with our heart. And that inner process of Christ working within us, that change begins to happen. And as a result, we start growing up spiritually. Now, very few people really grab hold of this and say, this is a pretty simple process, because Christ has already done the work. All you've got to do is turn him loose more and more and more. And the more that you free Christ to take over your life, then the greater we mature. I bet all of us have had times where we've been around a Christian and they said something that seemed inappropriate, or they told a story that might have been inappropriate, or they might have done something that you would think, wow, that's not what Christians do. But the fact is, it doesn't make them not a Christian. It simply means they're still in the process of maturing as a Christian, just like we are, you and me. We're all moving through this continuum, trying to grow to become more like Christ. And then Paul says, in the middle of this, he says, we're not going to be influenced when people try to trick us. Now, we could say, okay, that is all about another theology, but it is also about having this ability to choose sin when Jesus has already promised us that he provides a way out of that sin. So just imagine yourself, and maybe you hear a health and wealth preacher that says, man, for $1,000, I'll pray a prayer for you to get healed. Now, I think inside of us, when the Holy Spirit is at large and working within us, we know, okay, that guy is crazy, right? But then the other side of that is, what happens though when we are tempted toward sin? Maybe it's tempted toward continual sin or hidden sin. And I think Paul is making this point, that saying, if you really want to know the way out, then it's the willingness to allow our lives to be matured and grown through the power of Jesus. And then he throws that "instead" in, and remember what he says, we're going to speak the truth in love. I read an article the other day by Chuck Swindoll that talked about, if you put this in any particular relationship, a marriage, a business partner, put it in anything that you want to, and at the end of the day, the reason we survive the ups and downs of relationships, why marriages stay for 80 years and there's deep love rooted in that, you know what it comes by? Because we have spoken truth, not just to make a point, but in love. When you speak truth in love, I believe it's just like Jesus is teaching us. When we speak truth in love, it's not that we're trying to prove we're right. It is the fact that we want one another to grow up in Christ. And you know why we want to grow up in Christ? Let me read it to you again. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Maybe you're a thumb. Well, you know what you need? A pinky. Well, you know, maybe you're an eyeball. You know what you need? A nose. I could go on and on and on. And Christ is really saying to us, grow up. Come together right now and come together with truth and with grace and with mercy for this one big deal, that we might be in love. Thanks for joining me. Rachel, be sure to tell them about our service times at Sugar Hill Church. And hey, be sure to share these podcasts. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.